Now, it's just coming up to 10:30, and I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Renee Mullins from Step Into Yoga, and she's here today to talk about COVID-19 mutual aid and also a little bit of yoga as well. So, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Michelle.
How
it's
are you?
Renata.
Renata. Oh, I always get your name wrong. I'm sorry. I tried my best. Renata. There we go. I knew I was going to get it wrong.
Hey. Don't worry,
nobody will hear
it. You are one of many.
You're actually a call handler and a volunteer for COVID-19 Mutual Aid Service. Tell us about the group and how it was set up and about your work.
Yeah, it was set up by a lady called Kat Waterhouse and a few others. And I'm sure if you mentioned that, you've had it on the air already before as well. And it's really well set up. It's a bunch of plenty volunteers organized into the different wards. We've got a landline number which people phone, which is 01277 424 953. And if people have got any needs, be it shopping, be it prescriptions, which are our main two activities, or things like dog walking, emotional support, friendly calls, all of that can be organized where people phone in, send the request, we then organize somebody close by to where they live fulfilling that request, and off we go. Have had plenty of people quite emotional about the fact that they were feeling very stuck with where they were, mainly when it comes to prescriptions. So, and we have set up a system where now we've got daily pickup from the pharmacies by a registered volunteer from our side, who then delivers to all the people in the area. So, really, really cool set up by volunteers.
So what sort of other calls are you taking? I mean, did you get a lot of older people ringing, or is it really just across the board?
It's mainly older people. And then you've got quite a few people who are been asked by the government to stay at home for the 12 weeks, which deal with immunosuppressant circumstances. So it is generally elderlies, and most of them so cute, really nice. And then I've had a daughter phoning who lives in distance to Brentwood, who is self-isolating at Curran because they've got symptoms at home. And her mother, who literally lives 30 metres away from me, needed some help shopping. So, done that. To me, being active within this group is really, really helpful. It allows me to give and to support people, which is something I drive on. I find it very rewarding. It allows me to be in contact. It allows me to support people who need support and make a difference in their lives, and that is what I find really helpful for myself.
This virus is making people actually communicate in different ways, reflect and think, you know, a simple phone call, getting in contact with people because you can't actually physically see them. It's kind of changed things. And we're lucky we've got social media as well, because that makes a huge difference. And you can find all the details about the group COVID-19 Mutual Aid. It is on our website. There's a link. You can also go to Facebook. It's on there. And I think it's actually on Brentwood Council's website as well, so you'd be able to find the details. Now, you also run Step Into Yoga, and when we think about yoga, I always think about, you watch these videos, you go, I never do that, because they're always the very difficult ones of people standing on their heads or long stretches, and that isn't just what yoga is about. That's like advanced yoga, isn't it? So you don't even have to do any of the stretches to get the benefits.
Yeah, can I say, what you just mentioned, I call Instagram yoga, and it's just beautiful and possibly acrobatic and gymnastic and whatever else, but not necessary yoga at all. So yoga is for everyone, and I've been going by this for 17 years now, because that's how long I've been teaching. And I will aim to make whatever I deliver for my yogis work for each and everyone, and there is a way of doing yoga for everyone. It isn't doing the splits or standing on your head. That's not what yoga actually is, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
In the current circumstances, again, moving in some form and I'm quite pleased that in the UK we still have got the permission to be out and about for an hour's exercise every day.
Yeah.
Any form of movement is going to help you on a physical as well as on a mental, because it gets you out into nature. It hopefully allows you to become aware of your surrounding and really, really notice what is going on. My daughter, for example, has found that there are far more birds in front of a window while she was homeschooling. And I don't think there were more. She just had a chance to notice them. So really becoming aware of our surrounding, and particularly at this time of year with this weather, is something different to see every day. So, yeah, that is a form of yoga as well, being aware, noticing what happens within at the same time is a good game to play. And then on top of that, and really, really valuable, is our breath. We are not really giving it the right, how do I say this? We're not valuing our breath the way we should. We all know that, particularly with what's going on at the current, with the virus and what it attacks first, and how important our lungs are, and exercising them and breathing consciously is not just good for us physically, it is good for our whole body on a mental, on an emotional, and on a spiritual level. So conscious breathing is something I invite everybody to do. It's a form of nutrition. We tend to think that we consume water and food to nutritionize our body, but we consume about 20,000 liters of air every day, which just happens. So I, from tomorrow onwards, offer a free session every morning for 15 minutes at 8 o'clock, Monday to Friday, where we breathe for 10 minutes together, virtual social community, and then I've got a few things for the day which I invite people to possibly do or think about as well. So that's something which I think is slightly different than many of the other options which are out there. And again, I'm trying to bring my yoga community together as well, giving them the chance to be in community rather than possibly alone at home.
Into yoga, and as you were speaking, by the way, I notice a lot, because I talk very quickly, I breathe quite shallow. I mean, I'm a singer, but I breathe very shallow, and I think people, if you're out there at the moment, as soon as you mention about being conscious about your breathing, and if you were to actually, if you are feeling stressed, I mean, you know, you will probably be able to go through this more than I can, but if you take a really lovely deep long breath in and a long breath out, even doing that once or twice, you just, it just relaxes you, doesn't it? Because we do breathe in and out quite quickly, or very shallow.
Totally it does. You know, five conscious breaths at any stage actually make a difference, because they help the hormone balances in the body. We generally drive on adrenaline, and as soon as we breathe consciously, we've got the option of other hormones like serotonin and dopamine, which are antidepressants, to flood the body as at the same time. So there is going to be a balance within, rather than just the hyper stuff going on. So, yeah, conscious breathing and just slowing the breath down to whatever is comfortable is a really, really good idea. And it's available. It's free. You can't forget it. It's always there for you.
So if you check out Step Into Yoga on Facebook, you better find all of the details as well. And thanks for having a chat. And when we're allowed, come into the studio, maybe we can do a little session live on air.
That would be lovely. Yes.
I feel relaxed already.
Brilliant. Thank you, Michelle. Really, really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And thank you so much for all the stuff you're doing, all the volunteers as well, for COVID-19 Mutual Aid, because it's making a huge amount of difference to the people locally. So thank you for that.
Thank you for having me on.
You're
really
welcome.
Appreciate it. And I wish everybody a magic day.
Lovely. Thanks very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.